From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Bush administration pushed back against criticism of the government's response to Hurricane Katrina. Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend rejected complaints that President Bush was not actively involved. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff took responsibility for lapses by his department, and he outlined changes that he plans to make at FEMA. NPR's Pam Fester reports.
Chertoff has been a growing focus of investigations into the government's response to Hurricane Katrina. A House report due out later this week says he executed some of his responsibilities late, ineffectively, or not at all. Former Federal Emergency Management Director Michael Brown also has complained to lawmakers that his agency was impaired when it was folded into the Homeland Security Department. But today, Chertoff told a convention of emergency managers from around the country that he disagreed with those who think there's a huge difference between what FEMA does and what the rest of his department is charged with doing.
I want to tell you I unequivocally and strongly reject this attempt to drive a wedge between our concerns about terrorism and our concerns about natural disasters.
He said often the same things are required of both: good communications, getting emergency supplies to the right places, and having clear lines of authority. He acknowledged, though, that Hurricane Katrina exposed serious flaws in all of those areas.
I want to be clear. As the Secretary of Homeland Security, I am accountable and accept responsibility for the performance of the entire department, good and bad. I also have the responsibility to fix what went wrong.
He said that means a number of changes. He promised that the department will improve FEMA's ability to track emergency supplies as they move across the country. The agency will also upgrade the way it processes applications for disaster assistance and will have a larger permanent workforce to go into the field to help victims. Chertoff also said the agency is forming reconnaissance teams to send into emergency areas so they can keep top officials up to date on what's going on, something that didn't happen during Katrina. One thing Chertoff isn't doing is proposing that FEMA be taken out of Homeland Security, as a number of lawmakers have proposed. Chertoff admitted that continued resistance to the merger hampered the agency last year.
We pay the price for that. We have to make sure we don't pay that price again this summer. And that means we have to all understand that we have to work as a team. There is no place for a lone ranger in emergency response.
That last comment was an apparent reference to former FEMA Director Brown, who told Senate investigators last week that he thought talking to Chertoff during the Katrina crisis would be a waste of his time. Still, House Homeland Security Democrats released a report today saying that, in a major emergency, FEMA's director should be able to report directly to the White House. Emergency managers at today's speech said they were encouraged by Chertoff's remarks. Robert Latham is Mississippi's emergency management director.
Many of the things he identified and addressed today were failures on the federal level, mostly in the term of being able to deliver the commodities and the supplies that we needed.
Latham and others said they'll be watching to see how much progress is made before the next hurricane season begins in less than 4 months. Later in the day, White House Homeland Security Advisor Fran Townsend told the emergency managers that her review of the government's response will have more than 100 recommendations later this month on how to improve the system, including having plans to evacuate at-risk residents.
We must restore and re-earn your confidence and trust so that when somebody says, "I'm from the federal government and I'm here to help," you can believe it and not laugh.
She also defended the president's performance during the storm, saying he was fully involved in briefings and encouraged mandatory evacuations. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.